time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car...
okay. Check one.
Then driving yourself to jail...
oh, well.
You're doing okay.
Guys, I did something real bad. I'm gonna need for you to take me in.
So, to be fair to the... okay, I shouldn't say to be fair, because this guy's an idiot. But, like, to be fair to the guy who stole the car...
okay, let's be fair to the guy that stole the car.
And led deputies on a chase.
Oh.
He was just trying to get away, so he just pulls into a parking lot not knowing that it was actually the jail.
Oh, he just, karma picked that spot for him.
He's like, you know what, this is a nice big parking space.
Oh.
I'm just going to go in there. He drove him right to jail.
Yep, got out, jumped a fence, ran toward a pond on the property. Yep, that's also going to be difficult to navigate.
Yes, so nonetheless, he was located and taken into custody fairly quickly. So,
okay.
The sheriff's office said it's not often that criminals take themselves to jail, but this one did.
He didn't mean to.
That's right.
But karma helped him out.
That's right. Karma did help him out in that case. That is your Setting the Bar story. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car, we could end it there.
Sure.
But then stealing a car and then driving yourself right to jail, then you're doing okay.
But the police like, thank you, sir.
Yeah, police are like, hey, keep doing that.
Yep.
Keep doing that.
That is helpful.
Yeah, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX.